यज्ञार्थात् कर्मणो अन्यत्र लोकोऽयं कर्म बन्धनः तदर्थं कर्म कौन्तेय मुक्तसङ्गसमाचर। यज्ञार्थात् कर्मणो अन्यत्र हियर Krishna is now explaining Karma Yoga and taking it to a higher level, where he is identifying the object to whom the detached work is to be offered. Yajna arthat karmano anyatra. This is 3.9 the Gita. Yajna artha karma. Work should be done for the purpose of yajna. Anyatra, otherwise, lokoyam, in this world, karma bandhanaha. One will get bound by karma. Tadartham karma kaunteya. For that work, O Arjuna, O Kaunteya, you should work. Mukta sangha samachara. Then you will stay free from bondage. Mukta sangha samachara. Your action will be like that. Now here, the question primarily is, what can we do about our work in such a way that it doesn't cause bondage? So Krishna has till now identified that one should work with detachment. That is one level of work. But Krishna is taking it higher, yajna arthat, work for the purpose of yajna. Now what does yajna mean? Yajna means sacrifice. So what kind of sacrifice? Traditionally the word yajna is associated with doing fire sacrifices. And Krishna will analyze that and we will discuss that in the future verses. But the word fire sacrifice is a specific form of sacrifice. Now sacrifice means to give up something. Now for example, say, in cricket, say one player may sacrifice his wicket so that another batsman, maybe who can bat faster or bat score faster, may come in. Sacrifice means one gives up something so that something better can be had eventually. So a sense of sacrifice is to give up the small thing to gain a bigger thing. So how exactly sacrifice done? In the case of work, we'll discuss the logistics of sacrifice again later, specifically. But here, the principle is that we work for the purpose of purification, for the purpose of spiritual realization. So by acting with the knowledge that I am the soul and I am meant to realize my spiritual identity. Now, how do I realize the spiritual identity? That is by acting in a way that does not increase my bodily misidentification. When I see that, when I understand that I am the soul, I am not the body, then I naturally want to act at the soul's level because that's how I'll stay free from bondage. Now, yajna arthat. Yajna is work. Sorry, yajna vai Vishnu, it is said in the scriptures. Yajna is yajna vai Vishnu. Vai Vishnu. Yajna vai Vishnu. So, yajna is Vishnu. Now, what does this equalization mean? Now, we know that yajna, that is fire that is invoked. And we could say that fire is the manifestation of Agnidev. So, what exactly does yajna vai Vishnu mean? It actually means that yajna is performed by Vishnu, for the pleasure of ultimately Vishnu. Yajna is often considered in the Vedic scriptures to be the mouth of Vishnu. The fire sacrifice, we offer to fire sacrifice some things, and then that goes through Agni to the Devtas, to the and ultimately to Vishnu. So just as in Yajna, the point is that we sacrifice that which we could have used for ourselves for a higher purpose. Similarly, the work which we could do for our pleasure, we do it for a higher purpose. And what is that higher purpose? That higher purpose is, at the highest level, it is satisfaction of Vishnu. So when we work for the satisfaction of Vishnu, we rise above the mundane level and we learn to attain the transcendental level. Now let's consider a simple example to understand this kind of work. How it keeps one free from bondage. So for example, if there is a wall outside the house and then the owner has forbidden the writing of graffiti on that wall. If somebody comes and writes graffiti on that wall, and that person will be punished. Now a child goes there and writes something, and then the owner comes there and the child's friends are watching. Hey, you'll be punished. The owner goes inside and the owner catches him, and they think now this poor child will be punished, maybe beaten black and blue by the owner. The owner is, and they find the child has come back with a big chocolate in his hands. And a toil. He says, how did he give it to you like that? Then he says, you see what I wrote. And then they go to the wall and see, he says, this wall is private property. Writing graffiti here is prohibited. So now what has happened over here? The child has done the work for the owner, of the owner. So that's why, although the act of writing remains the same, but the content of the writing and the intent of the writing are different. So it's not graffiti and it's not for spoiling the wall. It is meaningful writing done to prevent further future spoiling of the wall. So when that child writes like that, then the child is rewarded by the owner. Similarly, in this world, when we act, when we act with self-centered intention, then we become bound by karma. But if we act with spiritual intention, that means we act for the pleasure of Krishna, doing the work of Krishna, then there is no question of bondage. Rather, there is purification and elevation and progress towards liberation by that kind of action. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, therefore, yajñārthāt karmaṇo anyatra. Work for the purpose of yajna. So this war that you are fighting, don't think that it is just a battle between two clans who are having a property dispute. Actually, because Krishna himself is involved, the Supreme Lord is involved, and he wants the rule of dharma to be established. Therefore, the battle has become something much bigger. The battle has now taken on the dimensions of a dharma yuddha. And because it is dharma yuddha, Arjuna, when he is fighting, so for a kshatriya, fighting as a war, fighting for the purpose of war is allowed. And heroism in war is glamorized. But there is still, war itself involves killing. And whimsical violence is not encouraged. But what Krishna is telling Arjuna, that the violence that you are doing is definitely not whimsical. It is, far from whimsical, it is essential for the protection of dharma. Whimsicality itself often constitutes a violation of dharma. Therefore, O Arjuna, remembering that you are acting for a higher spiritual purpose, you can counter whatever effects that might be there, whatever negative effects that might be there, and in that way, you can move onwards towards liberation. Tadartham karma kaunteya. So tadartham, although Krishna has not identified himself till now, but yajna means for the purpose of sacrifice in general. And when we understand yajna to be Vishnu, then for the purpose of Vishnu you work. Then what will happen? Mukta sanga samachara. You will act, but you will act without bondage. And And that is the way you should act. So if you're afraid that fighting in the war will cause bondage, then you don't have to give up your action, but give up your self-centered motivation. And by imbibing, by internalizing a higher motivation, you will be able to move onwards and rise to your to the spiritual level of consciousness, where you will become liberated and attain eternal life. Thank you.